this is supposed to be a time where everybody's consciousness is expanded. And it happens whether you are super intentional about it or not. Though if you are really intentional and self-aware, then you can kind of amplify it by like putting a little gas on there and like scooping away the stuff that's, you know, holding you back.
Mm-hmm.
So it supposedly is a time of transition into this expanded vibration. And in that, it's also a release. Hello, welcome to Lunar Living.
We are two sisters sharing our journey of life and motherhood. Join us as we explore our spiritual roots, tuning in with our bodies and the pulse of nature's intelligence.
Let's get real with it as we laugh, cry, and grow through this life together. We are your co-hosts, Sarai Irie
and Jordan Ariel.
Hello, Lunar Loves.
Hey.
Welcome back. It's good to be with you guys in this digital space.
Mm-hmm.
So we are in the month of Adar Bet, the second month of Adar, to compensate that leap year. And we had a whole segment on Purim and kind of the essence of Adar last episode. So go ahead and check that out if you haven't yet.
Yeah, yeah. And we had a fun little Purim party at my house.
Yes.
And just like enjoyed and
the festives were festing.
Party on. We made all these really cute decorations that are super festive. They're still up. We're keeping them up for Sarai's birthday because they're awesome.
That coming up.
And we're not ready to take them down yet. And more reason to celebrate.
We made them by hand. So we're also like, let's make this stretch.
Yes. I've been enjoying them just being at home too. Up and yeah, just reminder of that joy and everything. And I actually, I mean, my process in planning that party too, because we were going to do it at our parents' house and it got moved to our place. And it actually was such a blessing for me. And a lot of times, like, I've been experiencing, especially since I have these three babies, going through that, like, you know, I'm hosting and having people over and I, like, have an anxiety attack before everybody gets there / like, after they're already there. And I'm like, this is not, like, why am I even doing this? Like, I went, last time I hosted Shabbat at my house, I was like, if I'm not enjoying this, why am I doing it? Like, it's not that I don't enjoy everybody there, but I was having I was so stressed out about everything being ready and everything, like, you know, and it's I have three babies. It's not going to be, my house isn't going to be perfect. It's not, you know.
And then like after people get there, you're still trying to like put things together to still make it perfect. And then you're not enjoying the event that you were looking forward to and planned out of a place of joy.
Exactly. And then like, you know, the babies are needing me and like people are trying to talk to me and I'm like, you know?
Yeah.
And then what happened that Shabbat, like, I was like, okay, finally, like, I put the twins down to bed and I was like, okay, like, now I can enjoy. And it was like the second that I did that, the entire family left.
Yeah.
And I was like, great. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't be hosting. But then, like, having Purim was like healing of that to me because I was like, it's Adar, it's Purim, like everything should be silly and fun and light. And like, I just like kind of forced myself to be in joy, which I mean, maybe that sounds like it should, it was an allowing, but there also was a little bit of like,
bitch, you gonna be happy.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And I was like, and then I was like, okay, yes, I am, you know? And I allowed like myself to enjoy the whole process. And also you said like, you know, when my house was like totally chaotic the day before, it was like super messy. My counters, my table were like covered with stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm just like trying not to be stressed, but I'm stressed right now. And you're like, Jordan, if everybody came right now, like, mm-hmm. it would be fine and perfect and we would have a good time.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter if it's messy. Like, people will come and enjoy anyway. And I was like, you're right. And so I just, like, let it be. And I kept just reminding myself, like, it's fine. The way it is fine. And I'm going to just keep having fun. And I had fun while I was getting ready, you know. And I, like, growing up with, like, before parties always being like a super stressful thing, I found myself like
same.
falling into like getting super stressed out. But I didn't like that as a kid. I was like, why can't we just have fun getting ready for the fun event?
Yeah,
you know. And so, but I did bet that.
Bet you can.
Yeah. And yeah. I have done that in the past, but mm-hmm. really, like, doing it with the three kids is like a whole different experience. And right. also gave me a lot of compassion for my mom too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, I always am constantly getting those reminders, but
I really enjoyed Purim as well. I found, okay, were you hungover the next day? We stayed up till 5.
Like, we do. We like to party.
Yeah, but we drink like just
to party.
I mean, and Purim also, like, I mean, if you know about Purim, you know about Purim.
Right.
It's like the holiday where, like, it's the cultural Jewish holiday for party. Getting lit. Like, yeah. But yeah, I found that I wasn't like hungover the next day because I did have some water, not a crazy amount though, but just because we stuck to clear, like, we drank vodka, and then when we ran out of that, we had some soju, but it was all like clears.
We had wine too though.
Oh yeah, yeah. I made a Manischewitz sangria.
Yeah,
it was better than it sounds.
And yeah, I mean, I think that it was also like, I think there's something to like blessing everything that you mm-hmm. you know, bring into your body. And like, I think that's the thing, a lot of times, like, when people are drinking, there's like a, you know, sort of like, I'm doing something wrong element involved to it. And they're like, being like, oh, like, I'm doing something bad for my body, but F it, whatever. I'm just going to do it because it's fun. But like,
or they're like, I need this because my life fucking sucks.
Right. And they're trying to like escape or whatever. But this was like done and like the first, or not the first, but I mean, I feel like when you're celebrating and making it intentional about joy and elevation and love, like, you know. And that's where, like, I disagree with a lot of spiritual people who are like, alcohol is low vibrational and alcohol's bad.
I've
and
even heard
if
people,
you're drinking, yeah. it's just, you know, because you're escaping and you're detached from yourself, yeah. and it makes you more detached from yourself and you're more like,
yeah,
I just,
yeah.
you know, whatever. I'm like saying all the things that I don't like. I don't agree with that. I actually believe that can be true, but I believe that, first of all, anything in moderation, you know, can be a good or can be a good thing, right?
Right,
like,
right.
even like opiates, like in the right time and place, like, if you're getting surgery or something, mm-hmm. like an opiate
yeah,
would be a very helpful thing.
Like, mushroom tea with your family members in the wee hours of the morning. Not that that happened. I think that that's why, though, with alcohol, that it's called spirits, because actually when Aunt Marge had stopped by, our aunt, she's like a very spiritual, amazing person and kind of guide for me in a little way. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But she was like talking about how, because I was like, I feel energies around me and stuff. And she was like, yeah, when people drink, then energies can more easily get attached to you because your guard is down. And I would, or like, you're less like in tuned or whatever. But mm-hmm. What I took from that is like, we blessed every single drink that night, and so the spirit that we were calling in, the spirit that we were intaking, physical and non-physical, was of blessing and of uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
And when you drink and you're like, oh, like, you know, this is bad, then you're like kind of drinking with like that bad vibration. So I think the vibrational state of how alcohol affects you is completely up to your intention with it and what spirit, what energy you're calling in for that experience, what energy you're in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. And yeah, I totally like have so much respect for Aunt Marge too. And like, I, you Same. Know,
I want to join her. Was, like,
oh my gosh. Yeah, you guys are, we're actually going to have her on soon.
Yes.
She's Herbalite Tonics, and she also has, she's in the beta phase of a beautiful project right now called Heaven on Earth Institute. And, you know, we'll link it.
Yeah. And
we have her on too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm sure we'll talk about that when she comes on. It's always nice though when she like comes, because she has that nature of like surprise.
Oh my gosh. I know. She lives in Northern California, and we didn't know that she was coming to the party for Purim, and she showed up, and it was like such a nice
surprise. And it was so cool too, because I will be on the internet, mostly like Instagram, sometimes TikTok, and I'll get like spiritual lessons from like a reel or whatever, someone who's like, this is what you need to know or whatever. And a lot of the times it confuses me, like, or it will just throw me off. Like, I'm like, is this really meant for me? Like, what energy is this? I don't even know this person. Mm-hmm. But I know her. And so I spoke to her about some of my confusions. And I'm like, this is family. This is, you know, how like the aunties guide the nieces. And we all have this like village that isn't just something that used to be like agricultural. There was like the medicine people and the women like in healing circles. And
mm-hmm.
So it was really nice to see that that's available
yeah.
for me.
Yeah, for sure.
And other members of my family too. Like all my aunties are so special, and my sisters and my mama, and,
mm-hmm.
and the men in my life show me a lot as well, in a different way though, TBH.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes not.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways.
Yeah. Always exceptions, right? Well, hey, let's talk about the moon.
Oh, my gosh. A bird with a twig approaching.
Okay. The birds are like, I'm having a special connection with birds today. So today I was on my way to yoga this morning. And I woke up and with the dawn, which, you know, I don't always do because I tend to be a late night person, but I'm actually kind of in between. I'm like a late night and a morning person. Mm, sometimes
you can be either.
I can be either. But so I got up and I could hear the birds outside my bathroom window, which is really like something that I haven't experienced much in this apartment. And I don't know if I'm going through a paradigm shift. Or if it's just because it's spring, or it's probably both.
I think it definitely is both. And also, there was just a lunar eclipse. It was a partial lunar eclipse on this full moon. And there are supposed to be really big, like, energetic shifts going on right now. So if you're feeling, like, different or, like, really sensitive to nature, your feelings are amplified, or maybe even feel like a little bit like electric, then that would be why. There's also a hummingbird here right now. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. I'm so glad we're recording outside today.
Same. Yeah. So this is supposed to be a time where everybody's consciousness is expanded. And it happens whether you are super intentional about it or not. Though if you are really intentional and self-aware, then you can kind of amplify it by like putting a little gas on there and like scooping away the stuff that's you know, holding you back.
Mm-hmm.
So it supposedly is a time of transition into this expanded vibration. And in that, it's also a release. So you might see a lot of things about you that seem like things that you really identified with falling down. And it can feel distressing, but it's not that you are losing something. It's that you're shedding things that are keeping you from becoming. We're always evolving and growing. So it is God, even though it might feel uncomfortable and you might want to like scramble and pick these pieces up, but they're really not meant to come with you into this next chapter.
Well, you decide, right?
Like, right. Well, and actually,
use your discretion.
Actually, yeah, it's like the pieces can fall and they will fall off maybe a day or whatever, and you can choose to like pick it up and polish it off and be like, no, I'm keeping this because we
right,
have
it's
free
like
will.
If you drop like a, you know, a bag full of stuff or like a, you know,
right,
and then it's all spread out on the ground and then you can see it like you couldn't see it when it was all in the bag.
Yeah, you're like, let me throw away all these crumpled receipts and this candy that has sand in it, but I'm gonna keep my lipstick though.
Right, and then you like dust out the bottom of your, you know, purse, right. Shake it out,
right,
you know, over the trash,
all the
can
crushed
or whatever
powder that's stuck in the bottom.
Yep, maybe give a little wipe and then you put back in the things that are serving you still,
right, and then you feel more free, and that's really a cleanse.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah, so speaking of freedom, I'm just gonna bring it back to the birds real quick because
yes.
It was a really interesting morning. I heard the birds. And so I opened my bathroom window to, like, let that sound in. And I was like, this is so cool. Like, I hear birds coming in from the parking lot right now.
Yes.
It's not like there's trees outside my window, you know?
Right.
And then, you know, came out into the kitchen, could still hear them from the kitchen window. So I opened that, too. And then I went and got in my car. And as I was pulling out, a bird swooped down right in front of my windshield. And then, like I I hit my brakes, like I thought it was, and it swooped up. And, you know, I was like, whoa. And immediately I felt like, okay, that was a message to slow down. I've been wanting to slow down and be more intentional for a long time. And I have been doing it. But it was like a even more, like it was a very in your face, like, slow down.
Yeah.
You might hit a bird. So... And also because I was like, I'm running late, you know, and then I was driving and I realized I forgot my yoga mat. And I was like, OK, you know what? I'm going to go to the class that starts 15 minutes later if I don't get there in time. Turn around, got my mat, got back on the road. And then there as I was driving, there's two black crows framing the street on either side of me, flying side by side, and each has a branch in its mouth.
Whoa.
And they kind of like, you know, were they were flying along the path with me on the sides of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then they each flew into trees on either side of the road at the same time.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
They're like, ready, set, go.
Yeah.
Break. No, but it's so beautiful, the synchronicity.
Right. And then as I pulled up to take the class, I was like, I had this thought in my mind, like, of the teacher who I wanted to take the class with. I just played out a little scenario where she was, because I was a couple minutes late, where she was still signing people in. She was at the front desk when I got there. And then I said, oh, hey, you're here. Can I still squeeze into your class? And then she said, yes. And then I walked in and she was standing at the front desk. And
wow.
Like that scenario played out.
Wow.
And then I went up and took her class. I mean, I love the other teacher too, but I wanted to take that class.
That was your intention and it, you know, happened.
Yeah. And I didn't rush there. I drove slowly and I enjoyed the birds.
That's amazing.
And then my intention through the class was like, slow down and be intentional.
Mm. I just want to feel into that. Mm-hmm. If you're listening, take a deep breath. I can see how this message that you got from the birds and how you integrated it also can be related to how you handled hosting the Purim party. It's all the same kind of energy. And some may say that this is just the energy of spring. You know, and those type of people are probably also like, this is science. And I'm like, okay, magic. And so the seasons have so much to teach us. Like, yes, it is spring. That is why the birds are carrying branches to make their nests. And there's great symbolism in that, in meaning in that. And it's beautiful to be connected to it and to receive these messages.
Thank you. Also, hello. Yeah, I was like, what does it mean? I hadn't unpacked, like, what does it mean that the birds were, like, what's the message for me that the birds were carrying branches in their mouth? And you're like, oh, they're building their nest. And that's the, like, chapter of life I'm in right now. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, slow down, notice the birds, and, like, focus on building your nest.
I actually didn't realize, because I'm trying to make my life a freaking soaring success right now, but that's also where I am. And I'll be happy to just accept that. Like, my happiness and my success is in seeing this and, like, settling into it and feeling gratitude and peace for it.
Yeah, like, when you are a wild success in the way that you're envisioning, which you will be, when you look back on this chapter of your life, do you want to look back and think, like, man, I was struggling so hard back then to get to this point? Or do you want to look back and go, wow, I really enjoyed every moment of where I was at while I was there?
Yeah, I had faith that I would come to this moment.
Just like leaning into letting it be. And what I really have, the message I've been getting for a long time now, but it's like I'm still in the process of slowing down. And, you know, it's that the more I slow down and be intentional in every moment, and also be it has to do with being okay with the way things are, because it's like you're racing to try and get somewhere and have your life be a certain way. Mm-hmm. And the more I slow down and enjoy where I am, the more my life is unfolding in the way that I want it to be.
Or, like, in the even future, better.
Like, yeah.
It's, like, so it miraculous is. And surprising how it's better than you could have even wildly imagined.
Like, it's miraculous. Like, I've been cutting back on buying so many things, too, because I have a mild addiction to, like, buying things to make my life the way that I want it to be. And, you know, whether it's like cooking supplies, even like I'm like, I need new cookie sheets or something. But when I slow down and realize, like, I have cookie sheets and I can make perfectly delicious cookies on them that taste just as good as if my cookie sheets weren't a little bit rusty on the edges, like, it's okay. Maybe I could, you know, instead of going out and getting more cookie sheets, I can take the cookie sheets I have and, you know, scrub them with oil.
Yeah.
And anoint them and make them and elevated cookie sheets.
Thanks. Yeah.
So, and I'm processing through that right now. The cookie sheets, like, it's not a metaphor. That's something I'm actually thinking that I should go and polish my cookie sheets instead of, you know, and take the cookie sheets out of my Amazon shopping cart that are currently in there.
Yes. Oh, I feel this so much. There was about like the past week, I've been like, I need more space. We need to move. And in previous episodes, I've talked about like our living situation with my mother-in-law, which I'm like super grateful for. And then we have like our little back house room. And I, a couple weeks ago, started my garden. And then this week started to become ungrateful. True. That's the truth. Because I was wanting more. And I really, your cookie sheet metaphor sat with me in that way where I'm like, oh, like, how about just love what you already have? Like, I'm gonna get there eventually.
Yeah. And I feel like the message that I've been getting a lot too is I'll get there faster if I slow down.
I learned that. I remembered that when I was literally at a serving shift a couple of days ago. And the shift I had before that, I was, my mind was jumbled and blah, blah, blah. And I made a bunch of mistakes. And I was like, what the heck? I haven't done this in years.
Mm-hmm.
Also with like the equinox and eclipse energy, like in this like portal, it said like a lot of like your old like ways will come and resurface again just for this time, but they're being cleared or whatever. Anyways, that's a side note. But because I did process it again, so it cemented this again. So busy, made a bunch of mistakes. It was like the owner was the one managing, and I was just like, oh my gosh. And then, so a couple days later, I have another shift, and it started getting busy. And I was like, okay. Just slow down. And I know we've talked about this before, and everything went so smoothly. And everything was fine. And then at the end of my shift, like, my meal got comped because I did such a good job, you know. And I was just like, okay, not slowing down. You'll get there faster. You're going to be in the flow rather than, like, pushing against it, like, trying to fight it.
Right. It's like when you're driving and you're, like, frantically and erratically swerving through traffic to try and get somewhere faster, but then like you end up like getting pulled over or you like get in an accident or you
keep
just
swerving into the slower lane and like getting every red light along the way.
Yeah, like there's so many, you know, so many instances where I've like driven like that and then realized, you know, I would have got there faster if I just took a breath and chilled out and like was being patient.
Right.
You know, or I would have got there at the same time.
Or even if you got there 2 minutes later, you would have showed up and been like collected and cool. And so you would have been received differently.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, somebody walks in like, okay, you're the boss, you're the manager of, you know, a business. Your employee walks in 2 minutes late. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I'm late. There was really bad traffic and I was trying to get here. And what, like, you're automatically,
you're like,
you know, whereas somebody walks in 15 minutes late and is like, hey, I'm here.
Right.
You know, or just like is calm and chill. You know, it's like, or let's say this, it's the same. They walk in 2 minutes late or 5 minutes late, like where it's a comparable amount of time. You know, if it's 5 minutes late and calm and collected, or 2 minutes late and freaking out.
Right.
Like, you're actually going to receive the 5 minutes late person better. You're going to like them better.
They're
more likely to receive a promotion.
Yeah, they're going to seem like they were less late. Like, they're not going to get written up for being late.
Yeah.
But the person who's, like, in this frantic, guilty energy is like, oh, you were late. Ugh. You know?
Right? Or even if, like, let's say their shift started at 8 and they walk in at 8:30 and they're apologizing, freaking out for being late, then you feel like they were late.
Right.
Whereas somebody else walks in at 8:02 and they feel like they're on time, then it feels like they're on time.
You're always on time if you just decide you're always on time. And then the always on time energy is like, yeah, she's always on time.
Yeah. No, it's true. Cause, and that's also like, it's not deluding yourself either, because you could say like, I'm always on time because I'm always on time for where I'm supposed to be at exactly the right moment because I am a child of God.
Yes. Amen. So in life or getting to work on time, this can be applied to everything.
Slow down. All is well.
You just reminded me of a tree. You're like a springtime tree. Slow down. It's like bursting out just a few little blossoms.
Yeah, what Deepak Chopra says, like, nature never hurries, and yet everything is accomplished. I'm not sure if he's quoting someone else in that moment, but yeah. I was thinking about that quote when I was seeing the birds too. Like, I was thinking about, like, I've never seen a bird in the wild that was like freaking out and having a meltdown because it was like, I need to get, you know, I mean, I've seen them. I've seen birds seeming frantic in captivity. But yeah,
I've seen them frantic when they're being chased by a 2-year-old. Just kidding. They're kind of chill. They're like, bye.
Yeah. So I'm just like, I'm so ready to let go of the frantic, anxious energy. Like, what is it doing for me?
Nothing. That's really, like, I think a construct to, like, really, like, dissipate, because we are nature. Like, our soul and our spirit is maybe more heavenly, but our bodies are physically entirely made up of earth compounds. Like, we're carbon based. We're the earth. We are like a byproduct of the earth. I mean, our physical existence and our consciousness is consciousness, but I believe the earth has a consciousness. It's an expanded consciousness that encompasses all of our consciousness, every deer's consciousness, every ocean wave's consciousness. And so when we separate ourselves from the earth and we act like we're something different or even above it, many do, or programmed to do, then we can't exist in that nature, in that divine timing, in that not hurrying, but everything is accomplished. It's connecting to that truth and moving from there that's going to get you into that divine flow and get there, I guess, faster. But really, what is faster? You know, it's like everything is on time. We're not in a rush. We're just here being a tree, and the tree isn't going, I need to blossom out flowers so people will think I'm beautiful. You know,
it's like just being a tree, and everybody thinks it's beautiful.
Oh my goodness.
And it's being itself.
Yeah. And then it blossoms out flowers, and the bees aren't looking at the tree going like, I'm waiting for those blossoms. I need some pollen right now. They're just like doing their bee thing. And then the seasons change and they all exist within this like pulse that's symbiotic, and it's happening together always and infinitely in this like perfect balance. And reconnecting with this is like what is humanity's call. It's what is necessary for us to save the planet. The reason why the planet is being destroyed is because we're doing it wrong, you know? Like, there is a way that we can have a thriving society, an elegant society, with buildings that are not harming the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where everything works together, and an animal might walk past, like, a city or whatever and just, like, be like, oh, yep, this is what humans do, the natural.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and that's where I'm, like, honestly, I feel like if each of us focused on ourselves,
mm-hmm.
it would, and living the most, like, loving and, you know, elevational way possible with respect for the earth and others, like, it, this reality will come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh, yay.
Our water has arrived.
What are goblets of water?
From our fantastic producer.
Thanks, Bao Zhao.
We love you.
He put the trace minerals in.
I put them in the cups before.
Oh. I was like, shout out. We'll shout out you. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
But going back to what you're saying, that is the only way. That's the only way.
Well, I mean, I feel like so many people are so quick to be like, we need more regulation. And I mean, there's definitely a place for regulation, but I feel like we could, like, you know, I don't really feel
regulation to me feels like, yes, we have meditation available on every street. There's like a center, you know,
maybe like people think we need more regulations from the top down, but I think we need more regulation from within. Mm-hmm. We need self-regulation.
Yes.
And we don't
need... We do need more regulation.
Yeah. And
within.
Like,
yeah.
Right? Exactly. And I'm like, okay, the system, there are beautiful things that the system has done. Honestly, I've reaped some benefits from it for sure myself.
Right.
But also, I just don't... You know, what it is like, I believe in people, and I don't believe that I need to impose my will on them for the world to become healed.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that I can lead by example and by being friends with people. I mean, I'm watching like people around me become more inspired to do more sustainable things because I am lovingly doing them and enjoying my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if we were to spend less time being angry at people for not living our values, if we were to fully live our values and be in love, then people will be inspired. I'm a grassroots girl. I believe in grassroots movements. I think that that's the way that things change. And I also, like, I do have faith in people.
I do too. And that's why we're here. And anyone hearing this, I know it resonates.
You know, there's a yogic saying, do less, accomplish more.
Mm.
And I feel like it could be understood and unpacked, like, in different ways. Like, I feel like it's like a sutra.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's, it's like one, you know, little stitch. And there's just that concept of like that. And I've been leaning into that, and I try to remember to lean into that, like, ever since I learned it. And it's just, you know, the same concept of the slowing down and of nature not needing to rush and try so hard and just like, it's like, instead of being like, I need to do, I need to do all these acts and I can't stop moving because I need to do so I can accomplish. But what if every single thing you do is an accomplishment?
Mm-hmm.
And you look at every tiny thing as an accomplishment within itself.
Mm-hmm.
And you stop doing. You just stop doing completely. And you just accomplish
right.
things. And you just...
If it's truly your soul's desire, then it will be accomplished in you acting in this way. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's like, do so I can accomplish. It's like, accomplish what? Like, who told you that that's an accomplishment and this isn't?
Mm-hmm. Well, and all the smaller accomplishments naturally lead to bigger accomplishments. Mm-hmm. Let's say, like, even if you're going to medical school, for example,
right?
You know, or trying to get into medical school, like, there, the whole process, everything along the way, if each assignment, if each you know, time you get in your car and show up to class, if each one of those is an accomplishment, you're already a success. And, you know, it's not mm-hmm. like, if you make it not only about the goal of, like, once I become a doctor, then I'll be able to make a difference in the world. Once I, you know, then I'll be happy. Right?
Right. Yeah. Because you're carrying that energy too. So it's like, you're like, oh, there, I'll be happy. I'll be happy there. I'll be happy there. Then you reach this milestone that you think is success for you. And you're like, I don't feel successful. I mean, maybe for a couple years because you've been working so hard, but ultimately it's not like, like this honey on your soul. Like, I have elevated into this state where I'm helping people, and all of my tiny accomplishments made my life just feel always like an accomplishment. But it always felt like an accomplishment all along.
And also being like, I'm helping people by doing what I'm doing right now, not being like, once I arrive there, then I'm going to make a difference.
Right, right. Or once we change these laws, then it's going to help society and decrease homelessness and blah, 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 or whatever. It's like, what can you do? You know, like, what resonates?
Yeah. And it's also like, really, like, I feel like what makes the biggest impact is little kindnesses.
Absolutely. Like, literally a smile. Mm-hmm. A, like, little love beam, just,
you know, or like the person who's like standing outside the grocery store, like, you buy them some groceries. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or even a pack of cigarettes if that's what they need to get through the day, you know? Honestly, I'm definitely not above that, like, whatever, because I feel like people need to go through what they need to go through. And, like, doing it in love has much more impact.
Yeah. And I give people money sometimes, too. Even if I know they're going to turn around and spend it on drugs or whatever, it's, mm-hmm. like, they're suffering.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, it's their life and it's their choice what they choose to do with the money that I give them. And I just bless it. I bless mm-hmm. it. And maybe the trip that they go on with, like, because I blessed it, the trip that they, you know, because of God, but, like, because of, like, the blessing, that maybe the trip that they have on those drugs that time is the one that makes them go, hey, I want to turn my life around. Mm-hmm. You know?
Or maybe they just have a healing trip, yeah. instead of one where they're, like, literally losing their mind.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever.
Yeah, whatever it be.
Just whatever, like, is the highest good. Mm. But it's not for me to decide what the highest good is, but it is for me to be a generous and loving person. Mm-hmm. This has really been a super, super lovely conversation.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. I've enjoyed the dynamics of it and the undercurrent of, like, peacefulness.
Totally. Yeah. I'm feeling it. And it feels so right.
Feels so right.
Oh, yay, yay, yay. Thank you.
She's so right. And so, it's almost so her birthday.
I'm going to be, oh my gosh. Okay. So I felt like I was like 27 already because Alex's birthday was in December. I don't know. I just always, like, I already felt like I was 27. And then when I would say 26, I'd be like, I'm lying about my age. I'm young. You know? So now my birthday is coming up and I'm like, I'm going to be 28. Nope.
I feel like you've called yourself 27 in front of me. So I had a moment where, like, my brain was glitching out because I was like, she's going to be 28? She's going to be 28. No. Wait. No,
yeah, Abby's 28.
Abby's 28. Shirai's going to be 27. 27 is a great age.
I know. I'm actually really excited for this year. You know, I feel the most me that I ever have. And, I mean, every year that I've gone around the sun, I'm like, I became more me. But I'm really feeling like, happy and excited and like, yes, this transformational energy and this beautiful, like, ease. I can just feel that surrounding me for this year and really being a guiding force.
So good. Yeah. Our listeners out there. wishing you right now just peace, and may your worthy goals come to fruition, and slow down, enjoy the process, enjoy every moment of it. Right now is the only moment that there is.
Mm-hmm.
In or every
ever
moment
was or ever will be, it's all now. Be here now, says one of my favorites, Ram Dass. And we'll leave you with that for this week. All right, love you guys.
Be well.